Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We want to welcome each and every one of you who are joining in with us this evening to this special episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you for joining in. We want you to let your loved ones know, your friends know, your family know that we are broadcasting live now right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. They can call in to listen via phone or to submit prayer requests at 319-527-6091, or they can call in to 323-870-4174. Tonight, God has us doing things a little bit differently this evening. It's going to be business as usual because prayer is what we are in the business of, but we are going to be doing it a little bit differently because when we look at what is going on across this nation, when we look at the rioting, when we look at the hurt, when we look at the anger, we see it, we feel it, we know it's there, and as warriors of God, he is telling us it is time for us to come together and to fight. For he told us in his word, how could one chase 1,000 and two chase tens of thousands unless their rock had sold them to us? So we know that the rock of salvation, which is Jesus Christ, has given us power over the enemy of this world. We know that we do not fight against flesh and blood, but against wickedness and evilness in high places, against principalities and powers of wickedness. And so because we know that our fighting position is different. Our fighting gear is different. And tonight we are going to come together touching and agreeing so that God will be in the midst. We are going to come together in prayer, praise, and worship, ushering in a spirit of Christ, ushering in a spirit of peace. Hallelujah, God. And we are also today going to remind you of what all of this is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about injustice, not opportunity. Hallelujah, God. So we are going to start off with our very own Brother Robert Papa Putson. He is going to come forward, and he is going to read the names of those who were slain senselessly. Now, understand, we are not here to promote any further hatred, anger, or bitterness between the community and the police, but we're not talking tonight about people who were in the act of committing a crime and fought back as you were getting arrested and got hurt or something went totally left. We're talking about people who were in nonviolent situations, who were not resisting, who were in a position of surrender and still lost their lives senselessly because the person on the other side had the ability and power to do so, not because they needed to. And then we're going to go before the one person we know can bring about a change in all of that, and that is the Alpha, the End, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher of our faith. That is the one that still holds all of us in existence. That is the one who is still sitting high on the throne of glory with the earth as his footstool. So, again, we are going to first come with Brother Robert, who is going to remind us by reading off the names, and then we are going to come back and we are going to have our prayer warrior, for we can't even go into prayer without our warrior leading us in and begin to lead us into the throne of glory. Amen. Brother Robert?
Yes, yes. All right, I'm going to read the names in memory of those that was slain unjustifiably, and you know, we all know that everything came to attention with Trayvon Martin. And we're just going to read the names: Dante Hamilton, 31; Eric Gardner, 43; John Crawford, the third, 22; Michael Brown Jr., 18; Ezell Ford, 25; Dante Parker, 36; Tanisha Anderson, 37; Ike Gurley, 28; Tamir Wright, 12; Romaine Brisbane, 34; Jameer Reed, 36; Tony Robinson, 19; Philip White, 25; Eric Harris, 44; Walter Scott, 50; Freddie Gray, 44; Keith Higleton, 42; Sandra Bland, 28; India Kreger, 29; Miguel Espanol, 23; Michael Dean, 28; Jameer Johnson, 22; Julius Johnson, 23; Maurice Granton, 24; Jonathan Hart, 21; Patrick Harmon, 50; DeJuan Guillory, 27; Danny Roy Thomas, 34; Stephen Clark, 22; Jordan Edwards, 15; Alfredo Orlandich, 38; Keith Lamont Scott, 43; Terrence Crutcher, 40; 31; Alton Sterling, 37; Akil Dinkins, 24; Gregory Gunn, 58; Quintino Legrere, 19; Mario Woods, 26; Jamar Clark, 24; Larry Jackson Jr., 32; Boston Jean, 21; Jamil Robinson, 26; Willie McCoy, 29; Brandon Weber, 20; Ryan Tyman, 24; Eric Logan, 54; Anthony Hill Jr., 26; Christopher Whitfield, 19; Kwame Jones, 17; Miles Hall, 23; Terrence Franklin, 29; Stephen Taylor, 24; Sean Reed, 21; and George Floyd. Those are the names that of unarmed black men that have been killed by police officers or at the hands of police officers causing their deaths. And and just, you know, a reminder of those are the ones that have fallen. There are others that have fallen, but these are the ones that were totally innocent and unarmed, killed behind the hands of policemen or police women. And with that being said, I'm just going to turn the program back over to the hands of Pastor Toy, and then we'll go ahead from there.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. We are now going to be led to the throne of glory by Evangelist Trina Lindsay Houston. Evangelist?
Yes, yes. Oh, God. Oh, Father God, our hearts are heavy, oh, God. Oh, God. Father God, in the precious name of your dear Son, Jesus the Christ, we come boldly to your throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God, we come before your throne tonight with heavy hearts, oh God. God, we as people, we are tired of the injustice, Lord. But God, as we as mere men are tired, Lord God, We can only imagine how you're feeling right now. So, God, as we come tonight, God, asking you, Lord, that the ones who have lost their life to injustice, God, won't let their lives that were lost be in vain. God, comfort their family, Lord. As they mourn their loved ones, Lord, we ask you that you just comfort them like only you can, because you are the God of all comfort. God, we believe your word. It says that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So, God, we come tonight, God, asking you that all the injustice being done, God, by the police officers, Lord, we ask you that you remove them from the community, God. If they don't have a heart for the community, Lord, God, we ask you that you let your will be done, because it's not your will that they lose their lives. These men lose their lives to violence. God, that's not your will. So we come with one accord, asking, oh God, that you just have a motion. God, let your will be done, God. Send police officers to the community to have a community in their heart. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you right now, oh God, oh Lord, you're not pleased, but God is sin. God is sin in the land, Lord. We don't need to riot. Yes, Lord, we're upset by what's going on in the earth, God, but we want, you want all men to repent and sin under the Oshanda. And sin in the land, God, you want all men to come to repentance. So, God, we ask you that as we're with one accord tonight in prayer, God, you said in unity there is strength. You said one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. So, as we stand with one accord, we bind the air, Shana. We bind the spirit of murder loose life in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of hatred loose love in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of prejudice and loose love in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need you. America needs you. The world needs you, oh, God. Have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for hearing our prayer. God, heal the mother's heart, Lord. Heal the father's heart, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Lord, we thank you, because we're not moved by what the enemy is doing, because we believe you, God. We believe that prayer changes things. We believe that you are God that sits high and looks low. We believe that you are God that answers prayer. So we thank you for the victory. We thank you for Abel Shanda. Oh, God, we thank you. Great is your faithfulness, great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for hearing this prayer. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Your God.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We just bless you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Hallelujah, God. I don't know about you, but I know that the word of God tells us that he inhabits the praises of his people. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. So I, when you hear me come back, I'm coming back in a place of praise, because I need God to dwell where I'm at. I need to feel his Shekinah glory. I need to feel his presence, not just in me, but all around me. Hallelujah, God. And I dare you to try right now where you are. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Just take the time to give God some praise. Hallelujah, God, right where you are. And just feel the shift in the atmosphere all around you. Hallelujah, God. Because my God is a changing God. He is an altering God. When you truly come into his presence, you can't stay there the same way that you came in. You're going to feel a difference. You're going to feel a change. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Next, we have Reverend Maureen is going to lead us to the throne of glory. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, God. I can't praise him enough. I can't glorify him enough for what he has done, for what he is doing in our lives. Hallelujah, God. We're going to have Reverend Maureen lead us to the throne of glory. Reverend Maureen, hallelujah, God.
Yes, hallelujah, Father God.
Thank you, Chief.
Hallelujah, Father God. If I said or done anything to offend you, please forgive me, God. Father God, you said in your word, if my people who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and seek thy face, thou will turn from their wicked ways. And then will I hear from the heavens and forgive them for their sins, and then I will heal the land. Father God, that is your words, and your words never came back void, and your words never was a lie, Lord God. So we ask you, as this service go forth, Lord God, we ask you to heal the land, Lord. Every life that was the name that was named, Lord God, touch their families, Lord God. Touch the children in this society that don't realize what they do, Lord God. They just follow in the crowd, Lord God. We ask you, Father God, in your name, just to touch each and every one of them in a special way that only you can, Lord God. We don't know their needs or their desires, but we do know they need to seek your face and hear your words, Lord God. So that's what we're doing tonight. Two or three are gathered in your name. You will be in the midst, Lord God. We believe this to be so, and we know it is so because it's written in your word, Lord God.
Yeah.
And nothing you say or do, nobody can change your words, Lord God. No one can change your words, Lord God. So we ask you right now to hide it in their hearts, open up their eardrums, clean out the wax in their ears so they can receive the message that you said bring tonight, Lord God. So as every prayer warrior goes forth, Lord God, we ask you to go in the midst of every
hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. He is not going to interrupt the worship. He is not going to get the glory. As we reconnect her, we are going to bring Minister Arsenius Jackson to worship with us through song. Minister Arsenius, can you come forward, please?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praising God. Hallelujah. We're grateful for this opportunity and this moment just to go to the throne and just to call on his name, because we know that any time that we call on the name of Jesus, something has to happen. A change has to take place. And so we're just going to continue to praise him by praising his name and calling on his name, because we know that there is no other name that we can call on. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Now there is power in the name of Jesus. If there is power in Jesus, break every chain, 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 break every chain. Now there's an army rising up. Oh, there's an army rising up. Yes, there's an army rising up. Oh, yes, it is. Break every chain, 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 break every chain. There's an army rising up. Yes, there's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Oh, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Yes, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. And I hear the chains falling. Oh, I hear the chains falling. Oh, I hear the chains falling. Yes, they are. I hear the chains falling. There's power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, 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 break every chain. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. And
in the name
right now,
of Jesus, hallelujah, there is power.
Thank
in
you,
the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah,
yes,
God,
yes.
To break every chain. Hallelujah, God, to stop the tricks of the enemy. Hallelujah, God. We glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We magnify you, God. Hallelujah, 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 God. Hallelujah, 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 God. Your word shall go forward this evening, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, the power of your Holy Spirit shall go forth this evening, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, we stand together united against all the tricks of the enemy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we release power in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus this evening. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Reverend Maureen, can you bring us back to the throne of glory? Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Father God, you know the enemy is real busy tonight, Lord God. They did not want this prayer to go through, but we know to God be the glory for all you have done. Father God, as we continue to pray for the world, Lord God, we ask you to let the rain pour down and wash everything away, Lord God. We ask that your glory abound in many, Lord God. We ask that you open up their hearts, God, to see it, so that they can hear the salvation of your holy word, Lord God. We just ask you, we beg of you, Lord God, to heal our land. Father God, it's not much to say when your heart is hurting for this society and these people. We're just hurting, Lord God. We're just standing in the gap for you to heal the land. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Healing right now, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, hallelujah, God, that he was wounded for our transgressions and that he was bruised for our iniquities and that you saw fit to put the chastisement of our peace upon him, Father. Hallelujah, God, and that by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah, God. We speak healing among the nations this evening, Father. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 God. Evangelist Mary, if you will come. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hello, praise God. I just want to give reverence to God for who he is in my life, God, and in our lives. I just want to take this moment to not count it robbery, God, to thank you for being who you are, God. Thank you for being God in your respective area, God, being God all day through the good, through the bad, God. We just respect you and reverence you in your place, God. Lord, we come tonight and we just give you glory, God. We give you thanks, God, for all that you have already done, God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing in all of our lives, God. I thank you, Lord, for this band of prayer, God, for this unification, God, to give you glory, God, to reverence you, you alone. I thank you, God, for the breath that's in my body, God, and the activity in my limbs and the regulation of my mind, God. I come tonight, God, and I just want to come in reverence to you first, God, acknowledging who you are. But, God, we all are asking, God, that you would look down on us, God, and forgive us of our shortcomings, God. Forgive us of our sinful natures, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are just an all-knowing God and that you are just God all by yourself and all that we do, Lord. We may not understand what is all going on around us, God. We may not understand your plan, God, but we trust you, God. And I thank you, God, for just having a peaceful mind to just trust you, God. I thank you, Lord, for Psalms 91, God, that I speak over my family and my friends and my nation and my country and our state, God, that nothing will come against our dwellings, God. I thank you, Lord, that more people are turning from their wicked ways, God, that it is being manifested, God, in your word, God, that we are doing what you asked us to do. Many of us are slow turning, God, but I thank you, Lord, for the progress and the manifestation of your word, God. I thank you, Lord, for having peace and mercy upon us, God, that all of us that are here today, God, it's just your grace and your mercy, God. I thank you, Lord, for giving us that, God. I thank you, Lord, for giving me a mindset, God, to serve you to the end, God. I thank you, Lord, for this family at PKN, God, that we can unify together and call on your name and worship you in unification, God, and that we would band together to tear down the Satan's works, God, that we would come against his works and his destruction, God, and that your glory would rise up, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for each individual speaking tonight. I thank you, Lord, for every home represented within the sound of my voice, God. I thank you, Lord, for just being in the midst, God. I'm just so grateful to be in the midst one more time, God. It may be something small to somebody else, but, God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, with all of the issues and situations that have come up against me. I thank you, Lord, for peace. I thank you, Lord, for my children, God. I thank you, Lord, for my church family, God. And I thank you, Lord, for your word that shall come forth and shall be just what it says it's going to do, God. I just thank you, Lord. I come against the enemy trying to block my mind and not let the prayers go through because he's a liar And I thank you, Lord, anyhow. Even if I can't say a word, God, I thank you that you understand the moans, God. But I intend to say what I need to say, God. I thank you, Lord, for the boldness. I thank you, God, for the urgency and the willingness, God, to speak to those and help those and reach down to those and pray for those, God. I ask you, God, to touch every heart, God, that's going through something, every broken heart, God, every mourning family, God, that has lost someone, God. I thank you, Lord, for those that are on the front lines, God, in our hospitals and our medical staff, God. I thank you, Lord, for everybody that you have touched, God, that has had this coronavirus and has survived through it, God. I thank you, Lord, for that, for you are a healer, God. I thank you, Lord, for some of them were saved so that they could just spread the word and be a testimony, God. You have a reason for doing everything that you do, great and small, God, and I thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, that you have been a supplier, God, that we haven't wanted for anything or we haven't gone lacking in this time of need, God. I thank you for that, God. I just thank you, God, for opening my spiritual eyes and ears, God, to see greater, God, to hear greater, God, to do greater, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for my daughter, God, that I had put up before you, God. I thank you, Lord, for her coming even to church today, God. Thank you, Lord, for touching her heart. Continue to strengthen her, God. I bind up any wiles that the devil and any holes that he have against her, God. And I thank you, Lord, for the outcome, God. I know that she's going to come through with great testimony. I thank you, Lord, that we're all going to come through this pandemic with great testimonies and greater faith and stronger power, God, that we're going to be that much closer to you, God. I pray that we'll be able to reach those that don't know you, God. I'm praying that you will give us the words and the ability to reach those around us, God, that need you, God, that we may be the Jesus that they may ever see, God. Some of them are never going to step in a church or a synagogue or anywhere to hear of you or learn of you. But, God, I thank you that you placed us here strategically in the lives of those that need to be seen, need to be heard. And, God, I thank you, Lord, that you would fill us, that we may get the work done that you have put in all of us, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, for healing. I thank you, God, for renewing. And I thank you, God, for restoration. I thank you, Lord, for the churches opening back up. I thank you, Lord, for even the cities that have begun to open back up. But I ask you, Lord, to just continue to protect us, protect the police departments. There are some good on every police department, God. We ask you, Lord, that you would touch them and protect them, God. Touch the elderly, touch the sick, and protect those civilians, even in every state that are going through their riots and that are out there banding together to get a point across, God. Teach us how to fight the right way, God. Teach them how to fall on their knees and cry out to you, God, for that is what you need us to do, God. And I just thank you, God, and I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, God, and I just ask you to continue to bless, keep, God, guard, and protect all of us in Jesus' name, God, I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, the highways and the byways, God. Let your spirit flow right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We are going to be ministered to through song with two selections from Sister Adrienne, Misunderstanding Island. Sister Adrienne.
We are our Heavenly Father's children, and we all know that He loves us one and all. Yet there are times when we find we answer another's voice and call. If we are willing, He will teach us His voice only to obey no matter where. And He knows, yes, He knows just how much we can bear. Think of the time you've asked that question down in your heart now. Just what shall I do? Then you confide in your friends and loved ones, but they have troubles too. But there is a God who rules earth and heaven. In him there's relief from every pain and care. For he knows, yes, he knows just how much we can bear. Though the load gets heavy sometimes, you're never left alone to bear it all. Just ask for strength and keep on toiling. Though the tear drops fall, but you have the joy of this assurance. The Heavenly Father will always answer prayers, and he knows, yes, he knows just how much we can bear. A lot of things about to happen, a lot of things going to happen, but one thing we do know, God, you are constant. We love you and we thank you, God, for constant. It might not always look good, but God, we know that we know that we win. And if you ever think, I've had some good days, and I've had some hills to climb, and I've had some weary days, and had some sleepless nights. But when I look around and I think over all of my good days, outweigh my bad days, and I won't complain. Sometimes those clouds will hang low, where we can hardly see the road. We'll ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what is best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases. People are slipping away. The economy's down. People can't get enough pay. But as for me, all we can say is, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us here at PK. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for all you have done for me. He knows how much we can bear. And through it all, I won't complain. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. You know, as I've gone through looking at the different newscasts and everything that has been going on all around us, and I see the hurt, I see the anger, I see the frustration. I see the call for justice in an injustice society. But I also see the rise of the enemy. I see the enemy's tricks of his hand. And despite what some might think, the trick of the enemy right this second is not coming from the police. It is coming from all involved. We are falling prey. The word of God tells us that God is not a God of confusion. He is not the author of confusion. Yet we see confusion all around us, so we know it is not of God. But the rest of that verse tells us that he gives hallelujah, God. In the midst of it, we can have peace. The word of God tells us that we have not because we ask not. Hallelujah, God. The word of God tells us that if we have the faith the size of a mustard seed, hallelujah, is something about mustard seed faith, because mustard seed faith is very tiny faith, yet that very tiny faith is solid through and through. That means there's no room for doubt. It's believing God to do what God has said he can do. It's believing God to do what he said he will do. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We speak peace. The power of life and death lies in our tongues. We speak peace this evening in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Now, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. We tell the enemy that he must cease and desist on all accounts in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. We are touching and agreeing and calling you on your word this evening, Father. You said where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing, there you would be in the midst. You said if we had the faith the size of a mustard seed, we could command mountains to move out of our way, and they would have to move. You said that if we had mustard seed faith, we could speak peace in the midst of a storm. You said that with mustard seed faith, we could tell the dead to rise, that we could tell the sick to be healed, that we could tell the lame to walk, that we could tell the withered to become straight, that we could tell the mute to speak, that we could make the deaf hear, that we could cause sight to come to the blind through Christ Jesus with just mustard seed faith. Hallelujah, God. Well, God, we come to you this evening. Hallelujah, God. With mustard seed faith, hallelujah, God, decreeing and declaring a spirit of peace, hallelujah, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. The enemy shall have no more power this evening. The enemy shall have no control this evening, hallelujah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, for we walk by faith and not by sight, hallelujah. Sight says that the enemy has the upper hand, but faith says that we have the victory through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We plead the blood this evening. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The blood, the blood, the blood. Hallelujah, God. The blood, the blood, the blood. Hallelujah, God. The blood that flowed down Calvary's tree. Hallelujah, God. The blood that flowed from the Master's veins. Hallelujah. We decree and declare it. Hallelujah. We apply it to the spiritual doorposts and mantles this evening, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We will not stay and cower, but take our fighting positions on our knees. Hallelujah, God, where you will reign, where you will show that there is still a God sitting on the throne. Hallelujah, Jesus. Right now, God, by your might, move by your power. Bring healing to the brokenhearted. Bring comfort to the grieving. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Father. Give us the boldness not just to speak your words, but to walk your words. raise up leaders right now in the name of Jesus to begin to bring about the change that needs to take place. Hallelujah, God. Bring about the changes in our laws, the changes in our governments, the changes in our community, the changes in our family, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep essential workers safe, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hedge your protection around, Father, each and every one. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify your holy name today. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is in you that we get the victory. It is in you that we get the glory. It is in that you that we find honor. Thank you, Jesus. Souls saved. Even in the midst, souls saved, God. Yeah, God, yeah, God, yeah, God. Souls, hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We are going to be ministered with one more musical selection by Minister Arsenius Jackson. Then we will come back to close out. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. And it reaches to me. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other reaches to me. You are my peace. Peace like no other. Peace like no other. And it reaches to me. You are our hope, hope like no other, hope like no other reaches me. And you are our joy, joy like no other. Joy like no other, and it reaches me. 'Cause you are our strength, strength like no other, strength like no other reaches me. And in the fullness of your grace, and in the power of your name, it lifts me up. Yes, it lifts me up. And in the fullness of your grace, and in the power of your name, can it lift me up? Yes, you lift me up. 'Cause you are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. And it reaches to me. Yes, you strength like no other, strength like no other, and it reaches to me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah, God. You are our strength, strength like no other. Hallelujah. And you know what I love about the word of God is it tells us right there that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah, God. We want to thank each and every one of you who joined in with us this evening for a special evening of prayer. We are not just going to stop here at prayer, but we want to encourage everyone to get out and vote. Stop looting, stop rioting, and go vote in the name of Jesus. You want to see a change? Change the people who make the law in Jesus' name. On June 2nd, get out and go vote. We want to, again, thank each and every one of you for joining in with us in prayer this evening. We bless and praise God. We invite you to join in with us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. We have Pastor Jamon Johnson will be coming to us with a word from the Lord by with Life Without Limits. We just bless God for this anointed man of God. We encourage you to join in with us again at 9 p.m. tomorrow for Life Without Limits with Pastor Jamon Johnson. We will continue to pray for you, with you. We ask that you continue to pray with and for each and every one of us. And again, we will see you tomorrow evening. Be God's will right here on Purpose Kingdom Network. Good night and God bless you.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.